This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
All right, joining me now to discuss the totalitarian tactics of Governor Tom Wolf, who's shut down businesses in Pennsylvania so arbitrarily and capricious. I want to welcome Charles Mitchell, president and CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation. They do, of course, great work advocating for free markets and liberty. Hey, Charles Mitchell, welcome to the show. A lot of people are frustrated in Pennsylvania. More than a million Pennsylvanians out of work.
Absolutely. And look, Rich, there's lots of people suffering right now. And there are people who are sick. As you also pointed out, there are people who are unemployed and cannot provide for their families. And part of what I'm concerned about and what I wanted to talk with you about this morning is there are also vulnerable people suffering because of some of the actions of our governor, most particularly elderly people, 55 and older people, who are not able to move into their homes, who are being forced either to be homeless or to, I don't know, you know, climb in with their millennial grandkids who are, of course, at risk of infecting them. There are always unintended consequences when the government acts. And right now, vulnerable people are in trouble because of the actions of our state government.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we obviously want people to be safe, but we can do this. I mean, we can find a way to keep the virus from spreading, but also to make sure that we don't destroy our economy in the process. And you've outlined some very important steps, because it's important for people to understand. No other state has implemented a waiver process like Pennsylvania has. And I've heard from people on the front lines of this. I've heard from, you know, guys who work in certain industries have called up and said the waiver process is confusing. Certainly, there's been a lot of the politics behind it. Certain people have been rewarded. Certain people have been, favorites were played here. So give us your outline of what the Commonwealth Foundation feels would be a better way to do this.
Sure. The beautiful thing about our country is a state like Pennsylvania can always look at what the 49 other states are doing. And, you know, big picture, Rich, I'm happy to get into the details, but big picture, you know, what we have done in Pennsylvania is we've created a presumption of illegality. Many businesses have been shut down immediately, told to presume that they're illegal unless the government says otherwise. And then, of course, there's a very untransparent, you know, seemingly politically motivated to some degree process to decide whether you can open back up. Well, look, you know, credibility dies in darkness. And when you have a process like that, it's not good for people's understanding of their government and their feeling that things are fair. And it's also bad for people. And a perfect example of that is a company right in the area where your listeners are, Berwyn, called Traditions of America. They build homes for 55 plus people all across Pennsylvania. And my colleagues at the Commonwealth Foundation have just gotten to know, unfortunately, I'm glad we know him, but he's in a very bad situation. A man named Tom Slattery, whose wife just finished chemotherapy a few weeks ago. They are planning on moving into a new home, but they can't because the governor's order shuttered this company immediately. They can't make any progress on the new home. They've already sold their old home. They have to move out of it at a certain point. What are they going to do? This is a perfect example of why a process that doesn't presume things are illegal, that creates reasonable ways for businesses, for example, to complete places for the most vulnerable people in our society to live and to do it safely, would be a much better path than what we've done so far in Pennsylvania.
Without question. And I would like to get into some of the specific ideas that you have, if you don't mind. Charles Mitchell is with me, president and CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation. What can we do? I know you've got three key points, right?
Yeah, sure. And again, it all stems from, you know, what we talked about a couple of minutes ago. And so the first thing is, lots of other states allow a business, if they're in question over whether they can either undertake certain activities like completing a home for a vulnerable person or being in business at all, they allow the business to make a good faith determination until the government tells them otherwise. And as you know, Rich, in Pennsylvania, we've done the opposite. We've shut all these things down and then said, hey, you know, fill out this form. You'll get a piece of paper from the government, maybe, as my old math teacher used to say. And that's we need to flip that. We need to allow businesses to make a good faith determination. And then if the government needs to say, hey, you can't do that, they can tell them that later rather than creating this limbo. Secondly, there are other states, for example, Michigan, that allow a business to say, hey, you know, like a life-sustaining business, right? For example, a company that makes ventilators. They allow the company that makes ventilators to say, hey, we can't make ventilators unless this other company can make, you know, can make electrical cables or whatever they need, instead of waiting again upon a bureaucrat in Harrisburg to make that decision. So that would be another reform. And then, of course, it would be much better if, again, rather than having all these decisions made in a not transparent way by bureaucrats, the state government would simply say, hey, if any of those other things that we talked about apply to your business, you know, you keep operating until we do further research and show that you can't, then you simply have to adhere to the Center for Disease Control guidelines. And I'm sure you're hearing the same thing I am, Rich. You know, when I talk to people who are frustrated and upset right now, like Mr. Slattery, you know, the company that is trying to build his home has said that they would go above and beyond the CDC guidelines to keep not only their people safe, but of course the vulnerable individuals that they're trying to provide for. Those three things would be a common sense approach that recognizes the severity and the danger of this pandemic, and frankly, doesn't make it worse. That's unfortunately what we're doing right now in many ways. We're taking an already dangerous situation, and through not transparent bureaucratic actions, we're making it worse and more dangerous for people across Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well said. And I think you hit on something really, really important, Charles. I want to just emphasize, businesses don't want to get their employees sick. They don't want to get their customers sick. They have an incentive to make sure everybody stays healthy. They want to keep their communities healthy. You know, the idea that if tomorrow we just opened up business again, that suddenly they would go out of their way to not have protocols in place is ridiculous. I mean, they would do whatever they have to do to protect their employees and the customers at the community. It's what they want to do. It's how businesses survive. And we need to keep that message going. I think what you said there is really important, and it can't be said enough.
Well, and thanks, Rich. And you're right. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I think some politicians are creating a false choice here, right? They're saying, well, yes, you know, guys like Rich Zeoli, you care about businesses and we care about people. And that is a false choice. This is about people. Businesses serve people. They are made up of people. And we serve the people of our Commonwealth well when we create environments for people who want to work to be able to do so safely. Of course, we also, there are some businesses that aren't safe and people should stay home. And we've created ways that can be done. But we are serving people by allowing those who can work and want to work safely to do so, and also allowing the businesses who those people serve, be that, you know, elderly individuals who want to be in their homes or, you know, people who need medical supplies delivered. I mean, there's lots of examples. We are serving people by taking a common sense approach to dealing with this. And again, learning from what other states are doing.
Yeah, well said. I think everything you said here is music to my ears, certainly. And let's also make another point too. When people are out of work, you know, illnesses, suicide, there's a lot of downside to a down economy. You know, we don't want a recession, a depression to happen. That's also very, very bad for health, mentally, physically, psychologically. We have to keep that in mind as well. If we get the economy up and running again, everybody wins. Everybody wins, and we can do it without spreading this virus. And I think it's a really important point to do so. How can we learn more about the Commonwealth Foundation, Charles?
Well, you can go to commonwealthfoundation.org, and I think what you'll find, Rich, is the people I work with see that there are two potential public health crises here. There, of course, is the virus, and I take that seriously. I sent all our people home before the governor did. But as you just said, there's another one. Recessions and depressions are also public health crises. Mental health plummets, suicide skyrocket. That's the reality. We know that from history, and that's why we have to, again, take a common sense approach here and be reasonable in terms of how we manage both of those public health crises.
Charles Mitchell, President and CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation. Keep up the great work, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.